The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Mayday, mayday! This is Administrator Putch McNuttich of the SS Black Crow. We're in trouble. We just passed through a rogue wormhole. I don't know where we've ended up. It could be in another universe for all I know. But we're going down, fast, heading for a giant orange planet. We're gonna crash! I repeat, we're gonna crash! Oh boy.
Oh boy, it's in the program. Bite me.
You are listening to the season 8 premiere of Robots of the Company, or as we like to call it, episode number 71, Whatever Happened to the Robots of the Company, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy, oh boy. Robots of the Company. It's in the program.
Company headquarters, you glom it, we bomb it. You've reached the office of Admiral McNuttich. Admiral Clutch McNuttich. I'm sorry, but the Admiral is currently in a meeting. May I ask who's calling? I'll be sure to deliver the message, sir.
Glendale, please hold all my calls for the rest of the week. This meeting is too important. It may take some time.
Already on it, Admiral.
Excellent, Glendale. I know I can count on you. Give yourself a big fat raise for always being ahead of the game.
Yes, sir. Already have done it, sir.
Best secretary in the galaxy. Always making my job that much easier. Right. Now back to the business at hand. Gentle bots, we have a problem. 2 years ago, the company, praise the company, ordered the cargo vessel, the Titan II, sold to a small salvage firm in the Cooper Belt. That belt over there. Recently, that ship, rechristened the SS Black Crow, has been reported missing. As it turns out, she's been missing for the past 6 months. This might seem unimportant, but it has special meaning for me. Because you see, my brother, Putch, he serves as the administrator bot aboard that ship. And I am determined to find him. We will use all our available resources to locate that ship and reclaim it for the company.
But Admiral, the cost of such an operation could be astronomical.
Would you like to be bumped down to sergeant and serve aboard the waste disposal ship, the CS Stinky? Well, it can be arranged, mister.
No expense will be spared, Admiral, sir.
That's more like it. Now get out there and find my brother's ship. I'll be coordinating your efforts from my own vessel, the CS Deathstalker. My handpicked crew will be watching every move to make sure this operation goes off without a hitch.
Just one question, Admiral McNuttich. How long will we search before giving up on them? I mean, space is vast and empty beyond the Kuiper Belt. They could be anywhere. Or nowhere. The likelihood of finding them is, well, let's be honest, not very good.
Let me put it this way, Captain. If that ship and my brother isn't found, you'll wish I had assigned you to the CS Stinky. Understood?
It's as clear as crystal, sir.
Excellent. Now, wait for it. Dismissed.
Captain's log, day 122. It's been over 6 months now since we crashed onto this new planet, in this new universe. Any hope we had of being found and rescued has long since left my mind. Can't say the same for the rest of the crew. The rest of the crew that we managed to recover so far. As it happens, Captain Hancock and his first officer, Mr. Prentice, have been missing since we made planetfall. During the crash, the bridge of the SS Black Crow was ripped away from the rest of the ship. It must have impacted on another part of the planet. Unless, of course, it simply burned into ash when we came through the fiery atmosphere. The long and short of our situation is this. We don't know where we are, except that we're marooned on a strange new planet in a strange new universe. Things don't seem to work the same in this universe as in our own. How do I know that? It's simple. Strange things happen here all the time. All the time. At any rate, most of our crew seems to have survived the crash, including our reluctant passengers, Dr. Philbot, and his hapless crew, which call themselves the League of Evil Bots. Yeesh. They still give me the shivers, even though they tend to keep their distance, and get up to a little more than having fruitless meetings on a daily basis.
Welcome, friends, to the new Dark Sphere. At least, that's what I'm calling this new planet we crashed onto. As you know, the old Dark Sphere met an unfortunate and, top-secret end. We lost funding for a time, and the League of Evil Bots had to be put on ice. But now that we're here on this strange new planet, the League of Evil Bots is back in business.
I have to take some issue with some of your previous statement, Dr. F.
Oh, for crying out loud, what now, Commander Mikado?
First of all, this is not a dark sphere, nor anything closely resembling a dark sphere of any kind. This is a bright orange-colored planet, and we don't even have a building in which to hold these pointless meetings in.
Dang it, Commander Mikado. Can't you just go with the flow like the rest of us?
Not really. No, it's not in my programming.
Well, I suggest that you do it anyway so we can just get on with things. Now, some of you are familiar faces while the rest of you are newbies. We want to welcome everyone to the latest meeting of the new league with our usual roll call. Now, if everybody will simply introduce themselves and maybe give us a bit of info on their background. Not too much, mind you. We haven't got all day. We'll begin directly to my right with you, Commander Mikado.
Do we really always have to start off our meetings this way? It's always the same. I mean, it always gets bogged down in some sort of argument or debate, and...
Now, we've been through this already time and time again, Commander. Just, get on with introducing yourselves. We could, simply get on with this. Capiche?
You know, you're not even remotely Italian.
Irrelevant, Commander Mikado. Just, please get on with it and stop your usual stall.
Fine. My name is Commander Duke Mikado. I served with Captain Brick Jammer after mutinying against the unbearable rules of the company some years ago, whom I used to service. Since then, I have tried my darndest to put up with this stupid league of stupid bots.
Now, that wasn't very nice to say, was it, Commander? But, what the hell, I'll overlook it this time just to expedite this. Next!
Philistine.
her back, Commander Mikado.
Good. You were supposed to.
Fine, fine. Oh, whatever. Sticks and stones and all that. Next.
Hello, Dr. Philbutt. Brickjammer here. And I have some important business that I'd like to bring to the attention of the League at this time.
If it's that anthill business again, or one of your goofy holidays, then we'll just skip you for the time being.
But...
Can you tell me that you have some new business to bring to the table, Captain Gamma?
No, Dr. Philbutt, no, I can't.
That's what I thought. Next.
I am Captain Ramsay, and I would like to announce that I will be taking over this ridiculous League of Evil Bots.
Now, Captain Ramsay, we've been over this before, and you know you have no weapons, no army, no hope of really of taking over anything. So, let's just move on to the next member. Next!
Dang it!
My name is Craven, and I am Captain Ramsay's right-hand butt. I am with him in his bid to take over.
Denied! Now, if that is all the business you bots have for today, class shall be dismissed.
Just a minute.
Yes, Commander?
That's it? That is all we're going to discuss today? I mean, well, what was the point of gathering us all together then?
It's all about consistency.
Oh, for crying out loud. This is just such a pathetic group of losers.
Well, what more did you want, Commander?
A little action would be nice. 6 months on this bot-forsaken planet, and we don't even know where we are. We don't know where. We don't know when. We don't even have a name for this place yet, apart from the unofficial Dark Sphere thing, which no one else even acknowledges, I might add. You might as well call this group the Useless League of Useless Idiots instead of the League of Evil Bots. What a bunch of pathetic tin cans, every single one of you.
Are you finished, Commander Mikado?
Finished? I've barely started. But do you ever even take notice of one word I ever say?
Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Class dismissed.
For the love of... Fine. Have it your own way. Just... You are all sad and pathetic. Ah!
Captain Pot?
Yes, can I help you, Zimtron? Goodness knows you need help. And I'm talking the professional kind.
Oh, I'm going to overlook that remark, simply because I have something to show you.
What is it now?
Well, you could sound a little more enthusiastic about it.
Enthusiastic? Look. It's been one boring thing after another for the past 6 months on this planet. Now, are you going to seriously tell me that something, I don't know, interesting has happened for a change, Zimmy?
As a matter of fact, I am. Look, it's a tree.
Wow. Thanks for pointing that out, Zimtron. Never could have worked that one out for myself. I mean, there are, about 1,000 trees on this planet after all.
Oh, not just any tree, Punch. But it's Dave! Dave the tree! Oh, and just like before, when we were on the planet Bob, underneath his trunk is a bar. A bar with drinks, with music, with, fun.
What? Are you joking?
No, come and see.
Yeah, I've got to see this one. Holy smokes, Zimtron! You were right! It's just like the Banana Club back on Planet Bob. But how?
I don't know, Punch. But why look a gift horse in the mouth, eh? I say we just enjoy it. Plus, the first drink is on the house. Barkeep, I'll have an oil burrito on the rocks. Hold the rocks.
There has to be a reason for this.
And so there is, Captain.
Oh, hi, Boffin. Boffin? How did you get here? The last time I checked, you no longer existed, thanks to the reality bomb.
Reality bomb? Reality. Oh, that explains it.
But you don't exist. At least, we could hope not.
Eh, Captain Punch?
Never mind. You're here now. How are you here now, Bob? And don't make me regret asking that question.
Well, it's really quite simple. You see, when the reality bomb detonated, all sorts of unreality came into existence. But since it couldn't coexist with reality as we know it in our own universe, this un-universe came into being. And all the things that used to be in our original universe ended up here, in this un-universe. Does that clear things up for you, sir?
Not really, no. But I'm willing to take your word for it, Boffin. So what you're telling me is that we're no longer in our own universe anymore.
You've got it exactly right, Captain. Well, we are all now in this un-universe, unexisting, together. Yay! Wonderful, isn't it?
If you say so, Boff, sure.
The big question now is, how did you all come to be here?
That, Boffin, is a long story.
Ooh, I'd love to hear all about it, Captain!
How did I know you were going to say that, Boff? Well, all right. I suppose I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, goody. I'm all ears, sir. In a manner of speaking.
Right. Well, it all started when the company sold the Titan II and all our spots to a new company. That's when all our troubles really began.
Next time on Robots of the Company.
Oh, boy. Our first day aboard a new ship, the Black Crow.
You know, I hate all forms of exercise because that equates to work.
Look, Zimtron, our new captain has assigned every bot on this ship a daily exercise routine to get us all in top physical and mental shape, which isn't a bad idea if you ask me.
It can be pointed out that no one did punch, especially me.
You have been listening to the Season 8 premiere of Robots of the Company, episode number 71, Whatever Happened to the Robots of the Company, which was written by none other than Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Joe J. Thomas as Pudge McNuttich and his brother Admiral Clutch McNuttich, M.J. Cogburn as Glindle, Timothy French as Captain Razor, Jeff Niles as Dr. Philbutt, Cap Waterflame as Duke Mikado, Shane Harris as Brick Jammer, Captain John Tatterzak as Captain Ramsey, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Craven, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, and Shane Harris as Boffin. The updated version of the Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Patty Leitch. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by, can you guess, 50 points, Jonathan Patrick Russell, top of the class. And the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. But if you ask nicely, you'll get to do it anyway. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you certainly may do so. And it's encouraged at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That's darkbuilding spelled out with the number 1@yahoo.com. We were plummeting to our deaths during the making of this audiogram. Well, okay, not really. Instead, we found a fruity nightclub to hang out in and drink ourselves senseless. Join us next time as Season 8 continues with Episode 2, entitled Ship Shape. And believe you me, you won't want to miss that. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Robots of the company, it's in the program.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.